The MLB draft was this week, and the White Sox, of course, had picks in all 40 rounds. And I don't know if he's the best guy they took, but he's certainly the best story. And his name is Matt Klug. He was picked in the 38th round. He's an outfielder out of Brookwood High School in Lyburn, Georgia. And Matt, first of all, thank you so much for taking time and joining us on White Sox Weekly. We very much appreciate it. How's your Saturday going, Matt?
It's good. Thanks so much for having me on here.
It's most definitely our pleasure. Now, you were not the best baseball player on your high school team. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I got my fair share of, playing time here and there. I didn't start much. I played my, whole life. And, I was always, good, but there was definitely people ahead of me.
Right. But would you say it's fair to say that nobody on the team was as good of a teammate as far as supporting everybody on the team and just wanting to be around the club and working as hard as you can? Would you get, like, the number one worker award?
Yeah, I always have people come up to me saying, how they love having me in the dugout, having me around, just all kinds of people tell me how good of a teammate I was, and that's just, how I always tried to be.
Yeah, and your story, the background for people who don't know, you lost your mom to COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, while you're in high school, and then a year later, you lost your dad to a bout with cancer as well. And Matt, I lost my mom in junior high to cancer, so I can relate to you at least on some level. This is not easy stuff. And your story, I think, is inspiring. It was inspiring to the White Sox, especially to Nick Hostetler, the director of scouting. Because you didn't crawl into a hole and you just kept on going back to school, which brought you a lot of joy, but you were also continuing to approach life. So, first of all, it's a testament to you and to your parents that you were able to do that. And just talk about how you decided, like, hey, I want to continue to move forward here and my life is going to go on and these are the only options that I have. And I know you got some older brothers and sisters, but you continue to show up and continue to, approach your teammates, your school and yourself. And it takes a lot of courage to do that, Matt.
Yeah, I had, my fair shares of, days off. I know both times when my parents passed away, I took about a week off of school, but I didn't want to, just sit around and not do anything, just sit there and just, soak and, cry and, just a typical, like, I don't want to sit around and think about it. I wanted to get back to, like, a normal, schedule, normal life. So, I had my fair share of days off. My coaches, teachers, everybody was super understanding of, when I had to miss time. But, with my mom passing and then my dad again the next fall, we weren't in the season, so it wasn't a huge deal. I didn't miss games or anything, but workouts, conditioning, stuff like that, they were always just super understanding, take your time, come back when you want, come back when you need, but of course come back as soon as you're ready. Like, I didn't want to, just sit around and not do anything. I wanted to, get back in that normal routine as quick as I could, just so I could, feel, I was a normal kid, but feel, just like everyone else, knowing that they weren't going through what I was going through. But I didn't want to think about that. I just wanted to, be a normal kid, a normal just high school athlete, just trying to, with a normal routine, just get back out there with the guys and just prepare for the season, finish up my senior year, and just keep it as normal as I could despite, the circumstances.
So, Matt, how did you find out that you had been drafted by the Chicago White Sox?
So, on Wednesday, I'm just up. Just doing a normal day, just running some errands, whatever. And my head coach over at Brookwood, Coach Titus Martin, he calls me. And, we're just talking, just talking about life, really. I had an award ceremony. I won an award for the being like a positive athlete, the positive athlete awards on Tuesday night. And so Wednesday he calls me and he's like, hey, sorry I couldn't make it there last night. He's just talking about normal stuff like that. We was just having a normal conversation. And then he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, just one more thing. Like, it was no big deal. He was like, Kevin Burrell, he's a scout with the White Sox. He wants you to give him a call. And I'm like, okay, what's this all about? Like, I had no idea. So he texts me Kevin Burrell's phone number, and I call him. And he just cut right to it. He's like, hey, Matt, this is Kevin Burrell with the White Sox. We're going to draft you in the 38th round. And I just, like, my jaw dropped. I'm just like, I'm speechless. I was like, are you serious? Like, I didn't really know. Because, you know, I mean, I had no plans, you know, to keep playing baseball, no plans to play in college. Like, I'm done with baseball, really. So this is a huge surprise to me. My head coach knew for a month before he told me. Like, I never knew. He kept it from me just to surprise me. And just that all happened on Wednesday. And then about 6 o'clock, we were home, and we pulled up the laptop and heard my name get called. And it was just really, really special to me.
No, so, I mean...
That's awesome.
It's an unbelievable story. It's really cool that the White Sox did that. Was there a part of you that's like, okay, which one of my jerkhead friends is pulling this prank on me? I mean, was there a part of you that thought, okay, I am getting punked?
Yeah, I mean, I literally asked him, like, are you serious? Because, like, that's not something I'd ever imagined, you know, that would happen to me. It's always been a dream, but, you know... I realize it's not a reality. Like, I'm going to go to college, get a degree, and then get a job. Like, that's never something that crossed my mind. Hey, I could get drafted. Like, it's just is crazy to me.
So, is there any plans for you to, you know, show up at a camp somewhere here, Matt, and just at least, you know, experience what that's like?
I mean, I haven't talked to them much yet. Kevin Burrell told me they're sending me a jersey and a box full of stuff. I'm not really sure what they're sending me. And, I mean, we've been texting back and forth, but I definitely, whether it's coming to camp, or I don't know about all that, but I definitely want to get up there, you know, catch a game, do something, you know, check out the stadium, meet you guys, meet the people that made all this happen. Like, I definitely want to make my way up there this summer and check it out.
Now, you're in Braves country. Have the White Sox moved up to being your second favorite team? Are they your first favorite team?
I've been saying this even now. I got my Braves in the NL and the White Sox over in the AL now. I mean, it's been Braves my whole life, but obviously now that's the connection I definitely want to have up there is number one. So it's a tie.
Right, and Tyler Flowers, of course, used to be with the White Sox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really good. It's like people are telling me, like, you know, you got the Braves, but now you have this connection over there, like. It's like right away I looked at the schedule to see if they played each other, like, and they don't this year, which really kind of disappointed me. I really wanted to go to that, but it's just like now I got two teams to support, and I mean the White Sox more than supporting. Like, I'm like a part of it now, so I mean it's just really, really cool.
Your favorite player is Freddie Freeman. He lost his mom as well, and you kind of used him to inspire you as far as to go forward yourself. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, even before. I mean, my mom's been sick my whole life. She was always sick. You know, I had to watch her struggle through that. So even before she passed away, they would tell Freddie's story on the Braves broadcast, and I would always just think, like, you know, she was still here, but I couldn't relate, like, what he's going through. His mom was sick, and I just always, like, that's just always been, like, a cool, not cool, but you know what I mean, like a personal connection to me that, you know, seeing that his mom passed away and just he's, you know, on the biggest stage playing baseball, like, I always wanted to be like him, just, you know, keep going and, don't let that affect you on the field. Just let it, you know, inspire you and push you harder.
Have you met Freddie Freeman?
I have not. I would really like to. That would be awesome. I mean, it's just stuff like that, you know, it would be really cool to do. Like, Asante Samuel, he DM'd me on Instagram yesterday. And, you know, he played for the Falcons, so that was really
right.
Cool. Like,
right, the former.
Seeing people like that reach out and notice my story is just like, that's unbelievable. I would never expect that.
Matt, what do you want to do with your life outside of baseball? You seem like you got a world of possibilities here. I'm curious where you're leaning. What's the plan here?
Well, so in college, I'm down to major in business, you know, business management, that type of thing. But I've always, like, when people ask me what I want to do, I'm always like, I don't know. I love sports. Like, I want to be involved with sports. You know, people are telling me now I should, you know, do something with the White Sox or something with the MLB, and that's something I would definitely look into doing. Like, just something with sports. I love sports. I love baseball. It's just something I want to, you know, carry with me my whole life. And I mean, maybe through all this, I can work my way and do something with the White Sox. I never know, you know, what my opportunities could be.
Make a good impression.
Well, they're obviously showing you what kind of people they are here. I think,
yep.
I don't think there's I don't think there's anything wrong with letting them know that you'd like to be involved in some role. Now, Matt, maybe this is just pathetic me, but if I'm you and I get drafted by a Major League Baseball team, there's going to be certain ladies, certain girls in my neighborhood that are going to find out about this. Have you been able to let this information, you know, get in the hands of the proper people?
I mean, I've got my girlfriend of, you know, almost a year and a half now, and she's everything to me. So, I mean, I've got her she's been by my side through everything, and I, you know, can't thank her and her family enough for that. But, I mean, I've had all kinds of people, like I said, Asante Samuel even, but people I don't know, Twitter, Instagram, you know, teachers at my school that I never met, like, just reaching out to me and saying how cool this is and just all kinds of stuff. And it's just, the support's been just crazy through all of it. Like, people that have never heard of me in their life, you know, reaching out, just saying how cool that is. Like, it's just really, really, like, it's just unexpected. Like, people like to talk about how bad the world is, but stuff like this, like, makes you realize that people do still have hearts. Like, it's just amazing.
Yeah, and no doubt about that too. There's a ton of good going on all the time. And I also, Matt, you have support within your family too, right? You got older brothers. That's who you're staying with, at least in the interim before you go to school.
Yeah, when that all happened with my, because you know my mom passed away a year before my dad, so I still live with my dad. But when that all happened, I moved up and I live with my brother now. I was actually commuting 40 minutes back and forth just to high school just because I wanted to finish out my year there because I've been in that school district my whole entire life. So those are like my family down there. So I wanted to, you know, stick that out and finish. So I stuck with the commute even though it was 40 to 45 minutes every day after practice. You know, I did that. I live up here with my brother now. My sister's about 15 to 20 minutes away. Like, we've gotten really close through all this. It's been good to see us, you know, come together instead of letting it tear us apart, you know.
Where are you going to college, Matt?
I'm going to the University of North Georgia.
Very nice. University of North Georgia. I like it.
might have intentions to end up at UGA. We'll see how that goes. I'll probably end up doing that, but that's always something I've thought about.
Well, if you do end up at UGA, tell them it'd be a good idea to cover receivers deep.
Come on, now you don't have to do that.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I know. I wish I could tell them that myself. That was painful.
Matt, we're the home of the White Sox here on the radio station. We at 720 WGN. We haven't met you, but your story just it touched so many people in the city. And you know, we had Nick Hostetler on earlier tonight, or the White Sox director of scouting, and we told him you were coming on, and you could just feel him light up. You know, that you were going to be on the program, and your story and the opportunity the White Sox had to, you know, give a small measure of respect back to you for what you've done, being a great teammate and moving forward in your life. So, I wish you all the best at North Georgia, whatever happens with the White Sox or whatever goes on here. You're on your way, man, and, you know, your journey has not obviously been an easy one, but you got no choice but to keep going, so just make yourself the star that you are, Matt Klug. That's what I'm envisioning for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you for having me on here, and just thanks for all the support. It's been amazing. The White Sox and just everybody. Like, I can't believe this even happened, and it's just been amazing the last couple of days. Like, I can never even dream about all this.
I assume you're going to tweet when you get the box of goodies from the White Sox. I assume you're going to, like, model the jersey, model the cap, and you'll tweet it out. We can all retweet it.
Oh, for sure. I'll definitely do that.
What's your Twitter, Matt?
You know what? It's at MattKlug33.
All right. Hold on a second here. I got the file clicked on here. There we go. We're rolling. We're rolling, Harry. Matt, when you get to... only 740 followers. We got to change this here. Look at you with your teammates here. The Broncos are fired up here, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sweet picture. All right. Hey, Matt, when you get to Guaranteed Rate Field, I personally recommend the Elotes, which is, it's a corn on the cob, which comes off the cob, and they put some really nice flavorful butter and paprika and whatever else in there. That's one thing. The grilled hot dog is delicious. Tremendous food over there, so make sure you take advantage when you get to town. And feel free to...
I'll definitely do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck at school, and, good luck with your beautiful girlfriend here, and thanks so much for taking time on White Sox Weekly.
Thank y'all so much for having me.